Hello again. This is Samantha from hypnoerotica.biz. Visit us on the web at www.hypnoerotica.biz for maximum enjoyment. Use stereo headphones. Get comfortable now. Really settle in, so you can fully enjoy this erotic experience. Before we begin, find a quiet place. Loosen any tight clothing and sit peacefully with both feet flat on the floor and your arms uncrossed, or lay down on a bed in a position that is the most comfortable, and concentrate on the sound of my voice. Relax deeper now and follow me into that private place, deep inside your mind, allowing my words to form pictures inside your mind. When you listen, really listen to my voice with your eyes closed, breathing in deeply through your mouth and letting it out slowly through your nose, you can feel the contentment, listening carefully to my voice as all unimportant noises fade away, except my voice, because you enjoy the feelings, the relaxing feelings, whenever you hear my voice, you feel the contentment. Relax deeper now. Think of a time when you were totally relaxed. Remember that time now. Remember how it felt to be totally relaxed. Feel those feelings now. Feeling totally relaxed. And as I count down from 10 to 1, let your body feel heavy, more and more relaxed. Let yourself relax more and more. With each number, let your body become heavier until you are so relaxed, until your body is so heavy that you cannot move at all. 10. Feel the feelings. Feeling totally relaxed. 9. Letting go of all thoughts. Letting your arms become heavy. 8. Your limbs feeling heavier. Feel the heavy feeling. 7. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the neck. It feels so good. Feeling totally relaxed. 6. listening to my voice. With your eyes closed, feeling the contentment, feeling so heavy, feeling so relaxed. 5. And it is easier and easier to relax and let go, remembering the feelings, feeling totally relaxed before you let go and follow my voice deeper now. Feel the heaviness spreading. Feel the contentment. 3. Following my voice. Following deeper. Feeling more and more relaxed. Feeling more and more content. 2. Totally heavy now. Totally relaxed. Feeling the contentment. 1. Feeling so heavy. Feeling totally relaxed. Because it feels so good. Because when I make a suggestion, you think it automatically. Listening to my voice is like watching a movie where you are the star of the movie, and it is better than a movie because you can feel it, you can taste it, like it is really happening. You feel it more and more. The more you concentrate, the more my voice makes you feel. And you like that. Because my voice makes you feel good. It feels good to relax. Relax and let go. And when you relax, with your eyes closed, listening to my voice, feeling so relaxed, accepting my suggestions, feeling the feelings, you can let those feelings grow stronger and stronger. As you concentrate on your breathing, breathing in deeply through your mouth and letting it out slowly through your nose, relax deeper now. Imagine a white rug, like a living room rug, or maybe even white carpet. Imagine a black cat on the white carpet. See it in your mind's eye. Imagine it is real. See the cat on the white rug. Imagine a mouse on that white rug. You see the mouse, and the cat sees the mouse too, and the mouse sees the cat, and the mouse runs, and the cat runs after the mouse, and they both run through a doorway, and you follow. And as you pass through the doorway, You suddenly feel weightless. Feel how it feels to be weightless, floating in space, warm and comfortable. Feel yourself drifting, floating, so relaxed, not a care in the world. The temperature is just right. Feel the contentment drifting down deeper, deeper into comfort. And as I count down from 10 to 1, your body relaxing deeper with every number. Your mind more and more relaxed. 10. Letting go of all thoughts. Drifting weightless. 9. Listening carefully. Concentrating on my voice. 8. Feeling the feelings of being totally relaxed. 7. Clear your mind. Let go of all cares. Feel yourself drifting, floating weightless. 6. More and more relaxed. More and more comfortable. Feel the contentment. Feeling totally relaxed. 5. It feels so good to relax and let go. You may have never had thought it could before. Relax deeper now. With every breath, feeling more and more relaxed. 3. Let go of all thoughts. Let go of all cares. Feeling so good. Feeling so relaxed. Feel the contentment to relax, to think too much about thinking. That's right. Only one number left. And there it went. Totally relaxed. Totally relaxed and drifting deeper. And every time you hear my voice, you find it easier and easier to relax deeper and deeper. Every time you listen to my voice, you relax more quickly. You relax more completely. Now while you relax deeper now, I want you to experience something. I want you to experience how good you feel right now. You are in a pleasant, deep state of trance. Your body is relaxed. And you feel great. As a matter of fact, you feel more than great, because somewhere in your mind, you are feeling very aroused right now, aren't you? Yes, very aroused and expectant. of what is to come. I am going to tell you a story, and you will feel the story with all of your senses and your whole body and mind. Everything I tell you from now on will feel totally real, as if you are experiencing it yourself, as it is told to you. Are you ready? Good. Imagine that you have agreed to do some bondage play with another person, a man that you have met on the internet. You don't know this person very well, but you have total confidence in him, and you have decided to trust him. You know he can be trusted, and you feel safe. You have agreed on a safe word and a safe gesture, so you can stop at any time you like. You are wearing only your bra and panties. He is fully dressed, dressed completely in black. He starts by cuffing your hands behind your back and cuffing your feet together too. You feel very aroused already. Your breath is beginning to deepen as you hear the locks click into place. Feel the steel bands around your ankles and smell his body. He moves very close in on you, holding you tight, feeling you up. His hands touch your breasts, and you gasp with expectation. He grabs your ass with both hands and fondles your buttocks. You feel very horny and rub against him. You feel his cock with your hips and thighs, and you are getting more and more horny by the second. Your moisture is starting to make your pants wet now. You think he wants to kiss you, so you part your lips and close your eyes. But instead he puts your ball gag inside your mouth and deftly locks it around your neck. This only makes you twice as hot as you were already. Taking a blindfold, he wraps it around your head. Both your ears and eyes are covered. He quickly unfastens your bra and pulls your panties down. You do not struggle while he briefly unlocks the cuffs to remove your garments completely. Suddenly he sticks two fingers up your pussy and is satisfied to find you very wet. You wince with excitement. because of unexpected penetration.
Everything I tell you.
He then tries to put one finger in your asshole to test that out. But you close it tightly,
relaxing deeper now,
so he cannot penetrate it at this time.
Everything I tell you.
He then fits your pussy and ass,
feeling so relaxed,
with a special harness.
Feeling tightly bound.
You can only feel it,
sexual tension,
so you are not sure.
Drift down into train.
But it feels like a tight G-string belt.
Feels real to you now.
That goes around your waist
so
and goes back to front below you. And it holds both a dildo
relaxing deeper now,
or possibly vibrator
everything I tell
for your cunt
feels real to you now,
and a butt plug. The dildo has no trouble whatsoever penetrating your pussy.
Relaxing deeper now.
It slides home with loads of juice.
Everything I tell you.
You feel it now.
Feeling
sliding into place.
Feeling so aroused.
As your pussy is quickly filled.
Feeling sexual tension.
It is quite a big dildo.
Drift down.
And he quickly fastens it to the G-string.
Real to you now.
Gasping as he opens your labia,
so
he places something over your clit. It is also held in place by the G-string. You don't know what it is yet. Then he slides a butt plug up your ass. Slowly, so as to not to harm you, and it is well lubricated. You feel it sliding past your sphincter and further up. You have tried some butt plugs in your time, but never one as big as this one. Once its thickest part is past your sphincter, there's no chance of you losing that one. Even so, he makes the G-string hold that too. He tells you to sit down on his lap now. You sit down gingerly, so as not to sit directly on the butt plug. It is difficult, but also extremely arousing. You smell his sweat and tobacco breath close now. You feel the butt plug going an extra inch up into you. And your thighs are quite slick, with juice where they meet. You're handcuffed, but your legs are free. He now puts thick stockings on each of your legs. You know they are made of latex, and they feel great, pressing your legs into a slender shape. They stop almost at your crotch. You feel the stockings squeezing your legs into shape. And you smell the latex too, a smell you absolutely adore, that makes you wild. You gasp with expectation and excitement for the finishing touch. He put some shoes on you over the stockings. As far as you can tell, they are very high heels. All this time, he never says a word. He handles you expertly and is never rough. He then wraps a corset around you tightly. You wonder about the material for a while, until the insides of your arms touch it. Then you know that this too is made of latex, reinforced and very tight. The corset does not confine your breasts, but starts right below them, squeezing your body into a perfect hourglass shape. He attaches the stockings to the corset, and then he slips tight latex panties on you. Nobody who saw you now would know that you have two giant cocks inside you. Feeling them inside you, they are there all the time, and they make you feel sexy. So sexy, the latex is starting to make you want to, in more ways than one. You are starting to feel very hot and very confined. He locks your feet into a spreader bar that forces your feet apart. Next, he uncuffs your hands briefly and puts full-length rubber gloves on you. They are very tight and make your hands tingle. He then locks the cuffs back in place again. Next, he removes the blindfold, and you have a brief look at yourself. And you feel so hot at the sight of your body, almost completely encased in black shiny rubber. You shiver with lust, feeling your pussy going even softer and wetter. Quickly you are blindfolded again, but now he pulls a black rubber mask over your head. Instead of a blindfold, it is very tight, and the only holes in it are for your nostrils. The gag is left in place inside the mask. He puts a white posture collar over the end of the mask on your neck, so the mask is completely fastened around your head. He then lifts you gently but firmly out onto the floor. When he puts you down again, you notice that you were right. The heels on your shoes are excruciatingly high. There must be at least 5 or 6 inches or more. Your feet are kept apart by the spreader bar, and your hands are cuffed behind your back. He puts one more cuff on at your elbows, and your arms are now locked together. You now feel him fasten a rope or something to your hands. And you feel your hands being lifted upwards toward a pulley in the ceiling, forcing you to bend forward and down to reduce the pain. It is not a comfortable position. Your hands and arms are held upwards at an awkward angle, and you can't move at all, save a little swaying from side to side, which does nothing for you. But you are so hot now. Your breath is coming in short gasps, and your nipples are completely taut and hard. Your ass is throbbing against the plug, and you feel so sweaty, so horny. You feel so good right now, so subdued, so helpless and so good. Then he fastens tight nipple clamps on you, and you wince with pain and excitement as the clamps are released to press tightly on your nipples. You moan through your gag and mask. The pain feels so good, so nice. And then you feel it, feel an electric current. The first just a dull feeling, which you are not sure of, and then gradually stronger in your tits and your pussy. A strong current making you wail, and then it stops. As it stops, suddenly the thing he placed over your clit comes to life and starts vibrating intensely. Your whole body shoots upward from the unexpected vibrations, feeling so good, so horny. And you realize there must be a tiny vibrator, sort of a butterfly vibrator, that he has placed on your crotch. Then both plugs come to life too. The butt plug vibrates intensely, and the vibrator in your cunt not only vibrates, but also flexes back and forth too. The pleasure is so intense, and has been building up for so long, that you are seconds away from coming, and your whole body thrashes in its bonds. But then the vibrations stop, and you feel an intense electric current surging in your pussy and your teats, and you wail with pain. Any remnants of the orgasm are chased completely off, and then the power is shut off, and you moan, partly in pain, and partly in arousal, aroused beyond anything you have ever felt before. Who gives you permission to come? He asks. And you try to speak into the gag and nothing comes out. Now follows a long period. You don't know how long. could be hours, where you are constantly brought to the brink of orgasm by the vibrators, only to be stopped almost in mid-orgasm by the electric shock. Sometimes the shocks are small and only stimulate you further. At the end of the period, he tells you that now you may come if you still want to. You moan loudly into the gag and do your best to nod your head so that he can see it. He teases you at first, giving you shocks and saying that he can't hear if you want to come or not. You are so horny and very desperate. Finally, he stops teasing and first lets the butt plug and the dildo vibrate at full speed. Then he switches on the butterfly vibrator and instantly you start to come, coming in a great big orgasm, as big as you have ever had. And you come. And you come. It is fantastic. It is amazing. And your head goes almost completely blank, while every bit of your body convulses in total orgasmic pleasure. You come. And you come. And you continue to come. Finally, after what seems like ages and a complete meltdown of your brain, your orgasm slowly subsides and you are spent. Completely spent. You hang absolutely limp in your bonds and feel no pain. Quickly he unfastens the bonds and proceeds to undress you. He takes out the plugs and the harnesses and kisses you gently as he puts you to bed. He kisses you one last time and says you were great. And then he lays himself out. And you lie back in bed now, completely satisfied, grateful and happy right now, remembering all the sensations of bondage so vividly. It fills you with a new horniness to think about them again. They feel so real, so vivid. You can almost feel it all starting again, but you are too tired. Now it is time. Time to wake back up and leave this wonderful session. But you can return anytime you like. And each time you return, it will feel twice as real as the time before. It will seem more real almost than real bondage. And every time you listen to this session, It will be even easier to feel the experiences and experience the orgasms. And every time you hear this voice say the words, "Relax deeper now," you instantly relax this deep or deeper. And every time you hear this voice say the words, "Relax deeper now," you instantly relax this deep or deeper. Every time you listen to this voice, the feelings grow stronger, the pictures get brighter, and it is easier and easier to follow along, easier and easier to follow. The words of this session go directly into your subconscious mind, changing you the way you like them to, for your benefit. Your subconscious mind is more and more open to my voice, accepting my voice, accepting my suggestions. And this trance will continue until you decide you want to emerge. And at that point you can choose to wake up by counting slowly in your mind from 1 to 5, which will bring you more and more out of trance, making you wide awake and feeling fine when you reach the number 5. Or you can choose to drift off to sleep with wonderful dreams. It is up to you.